Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here with the founder and president of and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler Willey. Brooklyn and the team really are here to help you. If you think of it this way, when it comes to retirement planning, shouldn't you work with somebody that works in the retirement world? Well, that's the niche that Texas Financial Advisory fills for you. And look at it this way. You're the CEO. It's your money. It's your retirement. It's your hopes and dreams. Brooklyn and her team basically are your chief financial officers, helping you understand the things that you don't, maybe giving you some confidence and clarity into your retirement. If you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, you want to find out about the live events they put on quite often, and there's no cost to attend these. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited in most instances. You just go to the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. A lot of great information there. TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. We're going to be talking about the markets today on the program. Before we get into that, Brooklyn, welcome. How are things at Texas Financial Advisory?
Well, things are well. It's just getting wrapped up from the summertime and surviving the heat and getting kids off to school, all that good stuff.
Positive, there's never humidity in San Antonio.
Never?
Always in August, I think, for sure.
Yeah,
so good. But that means we're heading to the fall, which will be kind of nice, a beautiful time to be in southern Texas. Hill. So that's good. Yeah, the hill country. There you go. So the markets, Brooklyn, you know, certainly I think if we're getting ready to retire, say, in 2020, for example, we would remember the dot-com bubble bursting in the early 2000s, but we really weren't worried about it. It was a great time to buy more in the markets because everything was going down, so it's a great time to buy. Then you go to the, 07 to March of 09, the banking and housing financial crisis. And if we were trying to retire in, say, 2008, 2009, it would have been a much different story. But if we're retiring in 2020, then that was another blip on the radar. The problem certainly is if you're getting ready to retire and a lot of your money is in the markets and the markets go down and the money you're going to pull out off those market accounts is what's going to sustain your retirement, that's kind of where we get into the troubles, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. And I think back to when I started this business back in January 2008, and those 2 to 3 first years of my business here at Texas Financial Advisory, I was swimming in these market volatility and people that were seeing their accounts drop by 50%. And it's interesting to think how I was back then personally and how green I was, but what I learned from it. I mean, it was like a boot camp crash course in understanding the market. And there are 3 things we know about the market. It will go up, it'll go down, and it'll go sideways. But what I do know with those 3 things that will happen with the stock market is that it makes it difficult when you are trying to map out your income plan. Because as you mentioned earlier, if the balance is going down and you're trying to take $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 from that account, you've locked in your losses and that's less money for the market to recover. So really going through that experience, fast forwarding to today, we focus so much on the plans in place and not being 100% market dependent when it comes to our planning process. And when we're talking income planning is an income investing or investing to get income is totally different from investing for accumulation. And it's also become a really great a viewpoint whenever we are advising some of our younger clients, like our clients that are in their, say, late 30s, early 40s that are coming in here realizing that if they don't do something now and they look up at age 55, 60, their 401k is not going to be enough to allow them to retire. They're learning from their parents that are giving them the, if I would have known, I should have done this. And so they're sitting here going, okay, what do I need to do so that fast forward to age 55, 60, 65, I'm not feeling all this pressure that I have to keep working, that I can make work optional. So it's just such an interesting point in my personal career in Texas Financial Advisory. And just, I'm blessed, as funny as that sounds, to have started the business when I did, because it really put together that foundation of advice of what I give my clients. And we can't be 100% market dependent. As we mentioned earlier, we've mentioned on the show before, our website, Texas Financial Advisory, that has a lot of great information on it. If you start looking at us on social media, our Facebook, our LinkedIn, and even YouTube, we have a lot of great videos on there that you can see. One of the videos that I have on there talks about sequence of return and how when you are 100% market dependent, and using your accounts for income, you could be getting an 8% return, but end up at the end of your lifespan with less money than someone who was getting, say, a 4% return on their investment and taking the same amount of income, which is really interesting to look at it that way. And so, again, when we sit down and we start working with a client, we take them where they are in their life, right? So they're maybe 5 years out from retirement, or they've been retired for 5 years, but they're getting a little nervous because they know, hey, what's been going on, it's got to change. And if it does make a change, how am I going to survive? So we know that market fluctuations can cause stress, especially if you're someone who picks up the newspaper every day or listens to the radio or is, you know, checking in on the S&P 500 or the Dow throughout the day. And again, it's good to be informed and it's great to be educated. And that's one of the reasons we've had this show for so long. It's just a source of education for people that's not biased. We aren't, you know, owned by any sort of mutual fund company or insurance company. We strictly operate this show from a fiduciary standpoint to educate our audience on, you know, really the financial world, the financial industry, trying to make it simple because it can be very complex. But here at Texas Financial Advisory, we have cleared out some time from our calendar to offer an opportunity for you to come in and sit down and discuss your personal situation. Know that there is no cost, no obligation. If you do pick up the phone and call us today, or you can even send in a text to our number, text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And let's see if we can take some of that stress off your shoulders. When you give us a call here at Texas Financial Advisory, the number again is 844-TFA-SHOW, 844-832-7469. We'll sit down and schedule some time with you to discuss your situation. And we just want to know what's going on with you. What's keeping you up at night? And again, you don't know what you don't know. And so a lot of times we see things where people are coming from and we can say, oh, we just need to tweak this, this, and this, and you should be good to go. Or we can tell you, look, you're doing a great job saving. Unfortunately, you're putting it in the wrong savings vehicle. We need to shift and go into a vehicle that's going to give you more leverage and more power, more bang for your buck. And really, after we have a good understanding of what you're wanting to do and where you're trying to go, what you're trying to accomplish, we will start putting together what we call your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. And this is a roadmap that will lay out where your income is going to come from when you enter into retirement, how you're going to receive distributions from your accounts. And sometimes I hear pushback from people and they say, well, you know, look, my pension and my Social Security, that's enough. I don't need any more income. I don't ever plan on touching my investments. And then I look down to see where their investments are and they've got a couple $1 million in retirement accounts that they have to take from, whether they want to or not. And so now we get into a realm of forced distributions because the IRS, they're your silent partner on those accounts. So whether you don't want to take from them or not, they have a plan for you. So the difference here is that we show you their plan and then we show you some other plans that if you think's a better option for you, because either way, the taxes are due whether you're alive or when you pass away. So again, if you'd like to look at those different options, you'd like to see how we invest our clients' money so that they can have income and not worry about running out of money before they run out of life, we'd love that opportunity to sit down with you. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about the markets today on the program. And certainly 2008, the Great Recession, American economy lost nearly $14 trillion. Could it happen again? Sure, it could. We don't know when. Well, I mean, Brooklyn is kind of the cheerleader for Amazon Prime. So she was able to get the magic eight ball off of Amazon Prime. But, you know, when you think about it, Brooklyn, the markets, they go up, they go down, they go sideways. We know the fourth quarter of 2018, September, not bad, but then the rest of the year was not good at all. We've had little blips on the radar. If we're kind of uncertain or we're kind of uncomfortable, we're not really sure how much risk we have in our portfolio, what should we do?
Well, one of the tools that we lay down for our clients is it's an analytical software that we use. Again, it is just software, but it allows us to put risk versus reward in plain English, if you will. People know that you can make money in the market, right? But it just seems like this mystery, right? You put money in, hope for the best, but sometimes you're not planning for the worst. And so we can really dial in the amount of risk that people are taking. And oftentimes I can show them like, look, you are very aggressively invested. And if there was a downturn in the market and you were taking income from your accounts, here's where you'll be. So it's a way to give them kind of a crystal ball, if you will, to show them how their investments would perform during different scenarios. As I mentioned earlier, I find that you really don't have to be super aggressively invested. It's, again, about time in the market, not timing of the market. If you're hoping that the stock market is going to make you a millionaire overnight, it's not going to happen. But again, it's about showing you that you don't even have to always be in the market, that there's some products that are out there that allow some stability, that will give you consistent returns year after year, no matter what's going on in the market, so that you can offset the other monies that you have in order to be able to take the amount of risk that you think you really need to take in order to get those returns. The key here, though, is that I call looking at investment vehicles as if we're shopping for products. I'm going to put them into one of three baskets. They're either going to be a safe investment tool, meaning safety of principal, no risk to your principal. You're going to have hybrid vehicles. And the hybrid vehicles, again, those have safety of principal, but they also have some ability to earn interest above and beyond what those low interest rate bank products are providing. And then the last world is your investment vehicles that do pose a risk to principal, but they also have the ability to earn more interest than our safe or our hybrid world. Now, the secret to all of it is that it takes all three worlds to really accomplish your TFA financial freedom roadmap. And even if we sit down and we start crafting that for you, and let's say we get it into place, it's not a sit or forget plan. There are tweakings that go into it. Maybe it's every year, maybe it's every other year, sometimes it's more often. Really just depends on you and your family and what you're trying to accomplish. And again, if it's an income plan, how much are you going to spend? We had some clients that retired and had decided that they needed a set amount of money from their investments. And then about 6 months into it, they called us up and said, hey, look, we've kind of created this bucket plan and we're going to need more income. We need to amp it up. And it's not going to be an amped up forever, but maybe the next 3 years. So I was able to show them taking out almost double of their income plan that we had originally set up, what that would look like for them. And really, they're able to make it work because they decided that all this money they'd worked hard to save for, they really wanted to spend. They wanted to be able to go and do and have the freedom to travel and see these bucket list items. Now, unfortunately, their kids aren't going to be inheriting anything. But again, it's about them spending the money that they've earned and saved. And that's great. It's fun to watch them do this. So many of you will never forget how it felt in 2008 and how it affected your portfolio. And even if it didn't affect your portfolio or your savings, you've heard it from your coworkers, your parents, your friends. And today, here we are, and you're a decade older, as crazy as that is. And if we have another similar economic downturn, how will it affect your portfolio? And what's it going to do to your retirement income, especially if you're already retired? Now, the level of risk that you're taking may make you vulnerable to a sudden market shift. And are you prepared for the possibility of a full-blown market correction, especially if you will soon be living off a fixed income in your retirement? Income you can no longer regain if your savings are depleted from too much exposure to the market. We've created a white paper for you. If you'd like to request that from us today, you would simply just text the word market to our number here at the Texas Financial Advisory Show. And that number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Just text the word market to 844-832-7469. As I mentioned earlier today, we do set aside time on our calendar for those that listen to our radio show that want to get a second opinion on what their their plan currently is. If you'd like that opportunity, give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And we'll sit down and evaluate your retirement plan. And again, if you don't have one, now's a great time to get started to design your plan so that you limit your exposure to a volatile market. So give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information there. You can get signed up for our newsletter. If you can't slow down to make your appointment today, you can go onto our website at Texas Financial Advisory and schedule your appointment from there as well. As Mark mentioned earlier in the show, we do have live educational opportunities in and around San Antonio. If you'd like to attend them, there's some information on our website. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com.
So the question is, when you get into your retirement years, should you be looking at your money the same way as you did during your working years? We're going to touch on that right after this. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chander-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations? Check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet? Hundreds of times? Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chander-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott, pleased to be here with Brooklyn Chander-Willey of Texas Financial Advisory. Brooklyn started the company in January of 2008, which really is important kind of to our topic today, I can tell you. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. To find out more about Brooklyn and the team, it's texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information, texasfinancialadvisory.com. So today we're discussing the impact a down market can have on your retirement, because nobody likes losing money in the markets, but it does have even more of an impact on you if you are retired. So Brooklyn, talk a little bit about the transition that happens with our money when we go from our working years into retirement.
Well, again, I think that people get that they are going to be getting closer to retirement. They don't want to see a big market risk or market loss to their portfolio. And so by default, they go to whatever's safe in their 401k. And so typically for most folks out there, it's the stable value fund or the cash allocation in their 401k. If you have a TSP plan, I see people go straight into the G fund. Point being is that that's one of the safe, when we talk about the three worlds of investments, that's your safe bucket within those plans. The downside to that is that it doesn't earn much interest, maybe, you know, 1-2% on the money that's sitting there. And so I've yet to find somebody that can time the market. And so again, people start getting this gut feeling that they need to move their money out of the market, but they put it into their safe bucket. All right, that's a good option, but there's some better options in self-directed retirement accounts that would allow the safety of principal, but give you a better return and also provide a better income vehicle than your safe, stable value mutual fund within your retirement accounts. And so I've found people that have had that gut feeling for a few years, and they've missed out on this 2017 boom. Again, we've been in this bull market for, you know, the stats, Mark, better than I do as far as how
it's
the longest
in Wall Street history, starting in March of 2009 to today. I mean, we're currently in the longest bull run in Wall Street history.
Right. So what goes up must come down, right? And so we've found people that have felt that come down period was going to happen, and they've parked their money and parked their money and parked their money, and sadly missed out on thousands and thousands of dollars of interest they could be making. But it's what they had available, right? They are working within the parameters of their 401k plan, their thrift savings plan, their IRA plan, their 457. And again, that's okay, but there are better options out there. And so that's really where we encourage people to seek out the guidance of an advisor. Here at Texas Financial Advisory, we are fiduciaries, so we work for clients, and we're able to show you other options, not just market-based options, but other options that you can put your retirement accounts into in order to have some stability, safety of principal, and then a guaranteed income stream upon whenever you decide that you want to take that income. And maybe you don't need income, right? That's something we hear from people. They're like, I'm okay. I'm good with my pension, or, you know, I've seen people that can live on Social Security alone. But the point being is, if you're married and you pass away, your spouse is going to have an income deficit. And sometimes that's greater than others, depending on, again, how the income streams are coming in. Just last week, I had a couple that they're doing great on the pension. They're both getting Social Security, live well within their means. But if the husband passes away, they need about $4,200 of income to replace his pension and the Social Security check they would be losing. That's a big chunk of money. And so these folks had saved up over $1 million. And we have earmarked about $300,000 of the million to say, here's what we need to use and set aside in case the husband passes away. And we would be able to use this $300,000 to supplement the income. The rest of the $700,000, there's no plans to use it currently. They are creating their bucket list for me of what they might want to go do above and beyond their basic budget. But again, that was a great way to show them that you may not even need income now, but life happens, things change. And if we don't protect this $300,000 of your million, you could be in a really tough place. You can leave your spouse in a really tough place if the market takes a downturn. So they didn't have to tuck away the full million and put it into cash. We just put the $300,000 into something safe, and that will be an income replacement tool if the husband passes away. Market fluctuations may cause stress, especially if you're someone who picks up the daily newspaper, watches TV all the time to see how the market's doing, maybe even listening to radio shows, right? We love doing our show. We've been doing it since 2012, and we hope we provide a good source of non-biased educational material when it comes to the financial world. But here at Texas Financial Advisory, our main goal is to take the stress off our clients' shoulders, that if they want to go look at how the markets are doing all the time, again, that's fine. Go do that. But it's really not going to affect how we've created your plan, your TFA, Financial Freedom Roadmap. If you don't have a plan, maybe now's a good time to get started on a plan to get you to and through retirement. And that's what we call your TFA, Financial Freedom Roadmap. When you give us a call here at the Texas Financial Advisory Show, the number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. We have set aside some time on our calendar to sit down with you and your spouse, if you're married, to walk through your current situation. There is no cost for that meeting. There's no obligation to even work with our firm. It's just really a time to sit down and discuss you, because here on the show, what we're doing is pretty generic. I mean, yes, we tell you stories about our clients and the different things that we've seen and some case studies and all, you know, all of that. But again, your situation is different than everybody else's. And that's one thing I've really love about what I do here at Texas Financial Advisory, working with individuals and helping to solve their problems and also showing them some hurdles that they might go into or might come up against that they just weren't aware of. And so if you'd like that opportunity to sit down to discuss your personal situation, give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. If you can't make a call right now, there's two other ways you can get a hold of us. You can text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469, or you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. And on there, there's a way to set a time in order to speak with someone here at Texas Financial Advisory.
844-832-7469. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. I think it's one of the more important phone calls you'll make, because we are talking about the next 20, 30 plus years of your life. Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about the markets, and certainly we're in the longest bull run in Wall Street history. We went from 07 until really February of 09. March of 09 is when they say the bull run started. Well, we're still on it today, and there's blips on the radar. I mean, you have a pullback on the market that is 5 to 9% downturn. You have corrections, which are 10 to 19%, and the bear market is 20% or more. We came really close to that in the fourth quarter. I think it went down 19%, so they call that a correction. So there's a lot going on in the financial world, China, tariffs, all those kind of things. But really one of the big differences, Brooklyn, I would think even since you started the company in January of 2008, are the number of pensions that people have. It's less and less. There's still some great people that you work with that do have, are lucky enough to have a pension, but most of us are in that 401k world, which means all of our money is in the Wall Street world. How do we tell how much risk we are taking? Because I would imagine that most of us, including me, probably taking on more risk than we even realize.
I agree with that. And again, people don't understand really the complex facets of risk. And we think in terms of maybe allocating our portfolio to stocks and bonds. And that's been the advice that has been passed down from, say, their parents or their coworkers. And, you know, maybe they do the little pie chart. And if they're 50 years old, they have 50% in equities and 50% in bonds. But unfortunately, that type of strategy, that's just a strategy. It doesn't work in today's environment. And so that's really one of the biggest hurdles that I've had with explaining risk with people that, you know, again, have got their education from their investment education from their 401k plans, their thrift savings plans, because allocating your portfolio in 50% fixed income or bonds and 50% in equities, you're not offsetting your risk because bonds can actually lose money as well as interest rates rise. And so we've got to think outside the box. I hear, you know, from the financial entertainers out there, the Dave Ramseys, they give these generic advice of, you know, 25% international, 25% in stocks, 25%. I mean, I really don't know exactly. I'm sure we'll get calls to tell me what Dave Ramsey says, but that's okay. I don't need his cookie cutter advice because here at our firm, we give customized advice to your situation. We can only do that, though, upon talking to you and understanding where you want to go, how fast you want to get there, and how long you want to stay there, right? Those are different things that we have to understand before we can even make the advice or give the advice. As I mentioned earlier in the show, sometimes we give people advice like, hey, you're doing a great job, you're saving a lot of money, but we feel that the vehicle that you're saving the money in, the 401k or a mutual fund or something like that, that's just not the best fit. Here are some other options that will allow you to get to where you're going faster or without as much stress. And so again, it's just thinking outside the box and not falling into a trap of cookie cutter advice, because that really can end up imploding on you down the road. And we'll show you different ways, again, how that might happen. So if you'd like the opportunity to get that second opinion, to actually find something that's more customized to you, your spouse, your family, give us a call here at Texas Financial Advisory. The number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. And one of the white papers that it's one of our popular white papers that people request is our retirement white paper. And it's the top retirement planning issues. The key here is planning. And that's what we do day in and day out at Texas Financial Advisory. So if you'd like that white paper, just text the word retirement to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
So if you think about it, when you have wealth, you're not really worried about money, and you have your health, then there's not a lot of stress. But if the money's tight, if your health gets to kind of be a little scratchy, those are certainly some challenges. We're going to talk about the connection between health financially, but also health physically. We're going there next. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations? Check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet? Hundreds of times? Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chandler-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn, of course, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started the company back in January of 2008. So she started it really in the early times of the last housing and banking market crisis, the Great Recession, they call it, that went from 07 and then really stopped. March of 09 is when we've started this bull run, which is the longest in Wall Street history. So we're talking about the markets today. How do you handle the ups and downs and the sideways movement of the market? Do you, should you have all of your money sitting in Wall Street? Well, no. When you get ready to retire, you're going to use Brooklyn's expertise, certainly, to help guide you in things that you don't understand, because Brooklyn is here to help you. She operates under the fiduciary standard, which means she is morally, legally, ethically obligated to do what is in your best interest. That's really important. Most financial advisors work under the suitability standard, where it's just got to make sense. It doesn't have to be the best, but it can't be, you know, out of left field. It's got to make ballpark sense for your age and your risk and all of that type of thing. But Brooklyn must look at what is in the best interest of her clients at Texas Financial Advisory, and that's really important. So today we're talking about the markets, and we've talked about Brooklyn starting her company in January of 2008, which means a great time to learn. And Brooklyn has learned an awful lot, certainly. But that was a time where people were worried about losing 40, 50% of their money. So now you had to kind of look at more of the safe products for your money. And Brooklyn can help you in the Wall Street world. She's what they call duly licensed. She can help you in the Wall Street world, but she can also help you in the insurance world. And a lot of times in retirement, it's about blending those two worlds to be in the best position, no matter what happens in Washington or in Wall Street. Let's talk about the health of your clients, because those that are really concerned about money, I would think things are tight. And you said you've seen people retired strictly on Social Security, and they're good because they've been really good stewards. They're not, you know, certainly a flamboyant lifestyle, but there's a challenge. If you don't feel good because you're stressed all the time, there's kind of a correlation, isn't there, between health and wealth?
Oh, big time. Oh my goodness. And again, we're reminded week after week when we meet with people. And one of the things that I encourage you, if you're in good health, don't take advantage of it, because it could be gone overnight. I mean, we've seen the healthiest of healthiest people pass away without any sort of warning signs due to like a heart attack or a stroke. We've seen families live with loved ones that have dementia and Alzheimer's. And that is one of the worst diseases in that it affects the mind but not the body. And so a person could live for years with that, which requires help from a third party, a caregiver. One of the hardest jobs in this world, Mark, as you know, is being a caregiver, and it's the most thankless and the least paid job out there. And so when we sit down and we meet with two healthy people, husband and wife, that are healthy, and I'm looking at them and I'm like, so what happens if one of y'all gets sick? And they kind of deer in headlights. Well, you know, I don't know. And I don't have long-term care. Or they assume that Medicare is going to cover everything. We have to explain to them that here are your risks if you go down that route. And if you don't want those risks, then we need to earmark some of this money over here and not touch it, because it's going to be needed to help pay for the other spouse if they need help. So health equals wealth, and we're all living longer, and science is creating cures for things every single day, which is amazing. But living longer, people are living off of their retirement savings longer than they actually created those savings, which is, you know, blows your mind. Let's think about it. The first, say, 25 years of life, going to school, college, you know, degrees, getting a career started. And then from 25 to say 65, that's raising your family, getting your, you know, savings in line, buying a house, getting out of debt. And then you get to this point where you're like, okay, well, it's time to retire. I don't want to make work optional. Or your employer decides for you that it's time to make work optional and then you need to go off the payroll because they can hire someone cheaper and younger, right, and replace you. So now from 65 to possibly 95 or 100, you have to live off of what you saved during those working years. So have you saved enough? Is it allocated in the right way? Is it tax efficient, or is it all going to be taxable upon withdrawal? So these are all things that we're looking at with you in order to create your TFA financial freedom roadmap. So if you'd like a second opinion, if you want to see what that would look like, if you feel that, you know, maybe what you're doing is working okay right now, but what if there's something that would really cause some sort of defect in what you're currently doing or some big loss to your current investments, you just don't know what you don't know. Having that second opinion from us here at Texas Financial Advisory could provide some peace of mind, but also explain some other opportunities out there that you just don't know about. So give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can text the word VISIT to 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Or you can visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com. A lot of great information there. Sign up for some of our live events, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Talk about some of the fun stuff. You've got to, in this TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, there are places for, hey, I'm going to take this trip every 6 months. I'm going to do this big trip once a year. I want to do this. I have this great hobby. I need to put money away because I love restoring old cars. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But we've got to plan for those types of things as well, don't we?
Right. And again, that's what we're trying to navigate with folks when we sit down and talk to them is where does money go and what's important to you, what's valuable to you. For some people, it's the short list of the travel options. Other clients, it's the hobbies. But we don't want your hobby to totally deplete your reserves. And also, if the market takes a downturn, now you're selling selling those cars, right? But again, we don't care how you spend your money. You've heard me say on the show before, I'm not a big fan of the word budget. It's more about a spending plan. You can get as lean as you want on where money's going. But when you have this really scarcity mindset and you're just so worried about spending money, it's going to cause a lot of unnecessary stress. So I'm more aligned and just my personal philosophy is just be confident in where your income streams are going to come in so that you can be confident in your spending. The last thing you want to add to the stress of budgeting is market volatility, because that is something you do not have control in. You can control whether the lights get turned off in your house and you're saving a few cents on electricity, but you can't control what's going to go on while you're asleep at night and you wake up in the morning and you hear that some international crisis created a huge impact to the American economy and our stock market. So again, we don't want to be 100% market dependent. We want to create this TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap so you have the freedom to spend your money and not worry about running out of money before you run out of life. And so that's what we create for each one of our clients, and we tweak it as life changes, as products change, as new opportunities come along, so that they know exactly where their income stream is going to come from.
And that's a big part of it, too. You know, we've talked about how retirement has changed even from when you started your company in January of 2008. Products are different as well, and there's always new ones popping out. I mean, you've got to stay on top of a lot of things when it comes to the investment world, the insurance world. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, exactly. And again, what's interesting is the change that baby boomers going into retirement has created on the investment world. You know, baby boomers have changed the product environment in every tier that they've hit. So when they were born, they changed, you know, diapers, formula. And then as they progress, they actually changed how schools were built and developed. And then, you know, here we are into the retirement year, and we have 10,000 people every single day applying for their full Social Security. Well, that means they have some sort of retirement savings as well, whether it's a 401k or through a savings plan. So guess what they're now changing is the investment world. And so I bring this up because there are a lot of great opportunities that have really only surfaced over the last 3 to 5 years for baby boomers, but they're also investment tools that could be used for people that are falling behind the baby boomers, those that are kind of in earlier on in their career that you can use now in your savings plan to make things easier on you because you're now coming into the workforce that will not provide a pension whatsoever. And so you've got to, you're 100% on your own in order to create that retirement for you. And a 401k savings plan is just not enough. And so you've got to think outside the box. So it's just been really interesting to be an observer, but also a participant in these tools that have come along in order to attract the investment dollars from our baby boomers. And so if you would like to see really what's outside the box, what's outside of just your basic 401k plans, give us a call here at Texas Financial Advisory. That number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
So our final segment is coming right up. We're going to talk more about the markets. And think about it. Brooklyn loves a sale. Hey, the kids are going back to school. I've got to go to find, if I can find a sale for that, that's fantastic. Well, the markets, when we do have a market crash, things are on sale. We don't tend to look at it the same way as a sale at the mall or our favorite store. We're going to talk about that in our final segment. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chander-Willie, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Fill up the car with gas. Check. Hotel reservations. Check. Getting ready to hear, are we there yet? Hundreds of times. Check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chander-Willie and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., Texas Financial Advisory, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott here with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chander-Willie of Texas Financial Advisory. Offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And of course, if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, we encourage you to check out the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. A lot of things going on, certainly. And you can find out more. Plus, you can find out more about the live events. Put on a lot of events throughout the year. And there's no cost to attend. So maybe you're a little nervous. You're not quite ready to sit down with Brooklyn. You've heard her on the radio. Well, this is a chance to kind of ease your way in to see Brooklyn and the team talking about different retirement topics with your peers. So maybe that's a better start for you. All that information is on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. There are different times, different venues. You got to sign up because seating is limited. But again, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. Now, Brooklyn, I did make a crack about you and Amazon Prime. You're like their leading person. You love Amazon Prime. And, you know, one of the challenges is, I think, for a lot of people, when we talk about the markets and their volatility, they go up, they go down, they go sideways, we get nervous. And the markets go down, we're like, ooh, that's a terrible thing. But that really kind of depends on where you are in your time of life, I would imagine. Because if we're 30, 40, the markets crash, hey, great, it's a buying opportunity. Because that's certainly how we look at going back to school, for example, shopping. Hey, there's a sale here. Or just in the, you know, when you go to the fall and you can buy the summer clothes for next year on sale, those are great opportunities. We don't look at the market down drops like that, do we?
So I think that really it just depends on your place in life, right? If you are younger in your career and the market takes a downturn, you're really not paying too much attention to it because you're worried about hustling and getting out there and getting your paycheck. But I think people become more sensitive to it when they're trying to make their paycheck optional. And so when you are, let's think in terms of two ways of investing. If you are investing 100% in market-based investment tools that would have that volatility, I do think that it's going to have an emotional impact on you if the market takes a big downturn, which we are approaching and we somewhat need, right? I mean, we are at a point that the market's got to go down for it to keep coming back up. But we don't want to see your 401k to go to a 201k. And that's what's going to happen if you are not properly diversified and allocated between different options. Now, an investor with us at Texas Financial Advisory, I would rarely recommend being 100% market dependent, right? We're going to think outside the box. We're going to look at other tools that don't have a direct correlation to how the market's doing. So we're investing in multiple investment tools that are maybe 50% market correlated. So if the market takes a downturn, we're relying on the non-market portfolio, the other 50%, and we're allowing the market portfolio to take advantage of the sell in order to get that big run up. Now, the run up may be a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, but because we don't need to use that money for income, we have the opportunity to buy things when they are on sale and take advantage of the market downturn. You can make money in a market downturn, but when we're talking about using investments for income, it becomes really hard to have all your money in the market and take a downturn, still make money, and use it for income. It's just almost impossible.
You know, and you talked about the fact that Texas Financial Advisory is an independent company. It's your company, Brooklyn. You're not answering to a board of directors in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, wherever. It's your company. You're also not answering to a brokerage house. You're not answering to an insurance company. So you're independent. You're also the fiduciary standard is what you operate under, meaning morally, legally, ethically obligated to do what is your client's best interest. And then the third leg is you're a retirement planning specialist, if you will. And that really is 7% of financial advisors around the country that fall into that category. So one of the things, though, that certainly we probably heard, if we were working with, say, a broker during, you know, early 2000 dot-com bubble bursting, the banking and housing financial crisis, it wouldn't have been unusual to hear, hey, don't worry, just stay the course. It's going to come back because it always comes back on the market. And it typically does. It's just kind of, can you afford to wait for it to come back? So if we're getting that type of advice, don't worry, it's going to come back, and you know you're going to be okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about it. Is that a time maybe if we're close to retirement or even in retirement that we go, I think I need a different opinion. I need another opinion to make sure I am going to be okay.
Absolutely, especially if 100% of your portfolio is parked in a mutual fund or a stock bond portfolio or exchange traded fund. Again, there's a lot of ways to have your money invested in a market related vehicle. In that world, we have stocks, we have bond funds, mutual funds, exchange traded funds, real estate investment trusts, variable annuities. Maybe you got a wild hair and invested in oil and gas or Bitcoin or something like that. But the point being is those are great accumulation tools because you can have the upside potential. They are not the best income tools. I'm still a big fan of having those investment tools in retirement, but not 100% of your portfolio should be there. You know, really, it's about creating balance, diversity, and control over your investment tools, which you really don't have in those employer-sponsored plans, your 401ks, your thrift savings plans. And you don't know what you don't know, right? And when we sit down and show clients the opportunities in what you would call the self-directed world, the world that you pick where your money's going, you choose the fees that you're going to pay, you decide how long your money's going to sit there for that investment tool. That's very different. That's very customized than really just throwing it all in, closing your eyes and hoping for the best, which I see the majority of people doing in their retirement accounts. And earlier in the show, we brought up a white paper that we've created for clients to really just understand market volatility, market upside, market potential, but also the downsides to market-related investment tools. If you'd like that white paper, just simply text the word market to our number here. It's 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started her company in January of 2008. She now has offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. We've been talking about the markets. And Brooklyn, we've got, 4 minutes left, I guess, in the program today. And I'm going to ask you this question because I think it's an interesting one, because I would imagine a lot of people have this plan because they don't really understand all of the options maybe available to them. So if our plan is we're going to, you know, get into retirement, we're just going to withdraw the money that we need from our retirement savings, or if we need to, we'll just sell off some of our investments when we need income. What advice do you have?
Well, again, that is an option, but maybe there's some better ones out there. I met with a gentleman the other day who's an actual trader, like that's his job, but he trades investment tools that we use here. And again, it's a different facet of the financial world. And because he knows what he knows and he knows it very well, he doesn't really know anything outside of that. And so in his planning method, because he didn't know anything better, he parked a bunch of money in cash, like close to $1 million in cash. And I mean, that's earning like 2%. So it's like $20,000 a year. And so we were able to show him some other vehicles that would give him, say, $50,000 to $60,000 a year with the same safety as his cash portfolio. So now if he needs the $1 million, it's still there. It's generating more interest than what he was earning. So he could either use that interest as something to live upon if the market takes a downturn, or he could dip into the $1 million if he chose to. It point being is that his philosophy was fine. It's just his ability and access to tools, he didn't have them. And so we were able to show him there were other options out there and allow him to enhance his current portfolio. So we didn't change the breakdown. We just gave them some better tools.
Don't you think that that's kind of what you do really for your clients at Texas Financial Advisory Brooklyn? It's kind of like the ship's captain. He can't guarantee you smooth sailing waters, but he can alter the course if a storm's coming up. He can say, hey, we're going to go around it. That's kind of what you do. I mean, things happen in our lives, and they always happen. And the what ifs, we've got to be able to alter course.
Right. You've got to have that flexibility. And I think the other benefit of working with our firm is you have that third party non-biased opinion that we're going to give you. We're looking at everything holistically and comprehensively, even if it's not an account that you're currently investing with us, because if you cannot move your investments to us, that's okay, because what we're going to do is still consider them and look at the investment tools within those plans in order to give you recommendations outside of it. Again, it's very hard to describe what a TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap looks like when we're doing a radio show, simply because they are all different. Day in, day out, we do plans for our clients based upon what they're trying to achieve. Is it retiring at 62? Is it retiring at 67? Is it retiring at 50 because you want to start your own business? We have a lot of those folks that become entrepreneurs in life, and what better of an advisor to work with, a fellow entrepreneur, and that's what I am. And, you know, I started this business, and here we are 12 years into it, and it's grown in advance, and we love to grow with our clients. So if you'd like the opportunity for a second opinion, just really to find direction in what you're doing and if it could be doing any better, we've set aside some time on our calendar to sit down and meet with myself or one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. The number is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. As always, you can visit our website. That's texasfinancialadvisory.com.
The preceding program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content.
Fill up the car with gas, check. Hotel reservations, check. Getting ready to hear "Are We There Yet?" hundreds of times, check. Okay, you're ready to go to Disney World. Having a checklist is a good idea. When it comes to your retirement, it is crucial. Brooklyn Chander-Willey and the team at Texas Financial Advisory have put together a retirement income checklist that will walk you through 10 of retirement's important considerations. If you don't know where you're going in your retirement years, you probably won't get there. That's how this checklist can help. Get your complimentary copy by texting CHECKLIST to 844-832-7469. Think of this checklist as your GPS for your retirement years. Texas Financial Advisory has helped hundreds of families plan for their retirement, including checking off the important considerations covered in this retirement income checklist. Get your complimentary copy right now. Text CHECKLIST 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469.